91.3 KXCI Tucson, real people, real radio. Hello, Tucson, and thanks for joining us today at 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Kathy Harris with Aspen Green, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can hear more of our shows on a whole bunch of different topics by going to our Broad Perspectives podcast page at kxci.org. And today, I am so excited about our guests, Margot Newhouse and Lee Stanfield, who are part of the activist singing group, The Raging Grannies. You know, Aspen, I've heard about The Raging Grannies for years, but I've never had the opportunity to see them, so I cannot wait to hear from them today.
I know, this is such an exciting show. I'm so happy. So like you said, we have Margot Newhouse and Lee Stanfield, and I'll start with Margot. Margot has lived through 48 hot Southern Arizona summers. She is a retired special education teacher and an elementary school librarian. When she isn't busy with the Raging Grannies, she keeps active with the International League for Peace and Freedom, political activism, her church social justice council, and many hours in her church kitchen. For the past 10 years, she's spent time planning, preparing, and presenting heat preparedness workshops with a group from Physicians for Social Responsibility. Margot and her husband of 66 years have 3 grown children and 5 grandchildren. And Lee Stanfield's father was military, so she lived in several states and Japan. And as an adult, she's lived in Arizona, Texas, and Oregon. She retired in 2005. Her career ranged from assistant medical researcher and clinical assistant to photographer to mental health counselor to case manager coordinating in-home services for disabled and elderly. She co-created Pima County's Domestic Violence Adult Diversion Pilot Program. A longtime activist, she has been political chair of the Tucson Sierra Club, founder of Single Payer Now Tucson, and is a member of National Single Payer, the Arizona Medicare for All Coalition, and Move to Amend. Lee has 2 grown kids, 2 grandkids, and 1 great-grandbaby, and she joined the Grannies in 2012. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
With all that you have both done, we could do many shows on all the different kinds of activities you've done. I just wanted to say that. You know, the Tucson Raging Grannies are not your typical activists. They show up in costumes armed with protest songs and plenty of sass and a deep sense of social justice. They bring a grandmother's wisdom and a rebel's heart to the fight. And I say this as I feel very much in tune with your mission, being an activist and a grandmother. And we both love costumes, right, Kathy?
I have been known to wear a costume or two, depending on the event, yes.
Actually, we could spend a whole show just on both your amazing careers. As I've said, you're both perfect examples of community activism. And I'll start by asking each of you to let our audience know what you would like them to know about you in just a few short words. Let us get to know you better, perhaps about your most meaningful job or your best travels, whatever you would like our audience to know about you.
Lee, go ahead.
Actually, my most meaningful pursuits have been and are still creative endeavors. In the past, I had to relegate that to being my hobbies because I had to make a living. But I've always loved creating. I really enjoyed drawing and painting and sculpting and writing. And now, I have some medical problems with my hands, so I can no longer do the first 3 of those things, but I continue to write and I am a prolific writer. I've written a lot of poetry and essays, opinion pieces, a few songs, a children's book, and of course, a lot of protest lyrics for the Raging Grannies.
I was going to ask that after you said you were a writer. Are you the writer for the Raging Grannies? One of them, right?
One of them.
All right. Well, that's amazing right there. It's incredibly impressive, the things that you did and the things that you still do. What about you, Margot?
Well, as a teacher, I didn't start teaching till my youngest child was in junior high. So I only taught for about 30 years. A highlight was the 4 years where I had a second grade class of mostly special education students. And the thing that was wonderful about that, and teachers will understand this, I had an amazing assistant each of those 4 years who was a natural born teacher. And then we would only have maybe 16 or 17 students. So what a delight to have two adults. We could really meet the needs of those students. Then as a school librarian, the exciting part was I got to know all the kids in the school. And I also loved just organizing things and making them look pretty. So
In a
anyhow,
quiet atmosphere.
I didn't run a real quiet library. I like kids to be kids. But the other highlight of my life that I was fortunate, my husband traveled so much for work around the world. So he had masses of frequent flyer miles. So I had amazing trips being a teacher. I had my summers when I could go with him in connection with some of his, he was teaching. The hotel was covered, his airfare was covered, his meals were covered. So I had all these amazing trips, even though I was on my own sometimes. I've been to China, to Australia, a number of times to Europe. And a highlight was we went to Greece, where my grandfather, my father's father, had come from, met his youngest brother, who was born after he left Greece. And then we went to Wales, where my father's mother was from, and saw his sister, who had been raised there by the grandparents. Long story. And that was exciting to, to see that. So those have been highlights of my life.
Sounds wonderful. I would love to be traveling all over the world right now. So you're both still currently active with other organizations, is what I'm gathering. So Lee, would you tell me what organizations you're still currently active with?
The two that I'm most active with right now are National Single Payer. We're putting together the framework for a model healthcare system that'll be completely profit and partisan free. The administration will be community-based, and it'll be bottom up instead of like now, where it's like top down. Communities will elect the board of administrators, and a member from each community board then elects the district board, and then it goes up that way. So the power is truly from the people in terms of this new system that we envision. The Move to Amend organization is the other one that I'm still involved in. On the local level, not quite as active. That's the one where we're trying to put together a big movement to get the money out of our politics. And the way to do that is with a constitutional amendment. And it would eliminate the massively flawed concept that there's any such thing as corporate personhood. They shouldn't have the rights of a person. And the equally false idea that money should be considered speech.
Those are all worthy causes for sure. Thank you so much for that work. And what about you, Margo? What are you currently involved in?
Well, for one thing, that's the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. We meet twice a month at my house, actually. I host the meetings. And that's the group that actually sponsored Tucson Raging Grannies. And then I'm active with the Legislative District 18 Democrats. I'm a PC, a precinct committee person. I'm always out knocking on doors before elections and always various places getting petition signatures, whatever the petition is. And lately I've actually chaired the effort to do the giant over the freeway banners, the great big huge banners that with the letters that are like 20 inches high. And that's been kind of fun. Then also I'm very active at my church, the UU Church on 22nd. And with the Social Justice Council, and I've chaired the rummage sales for the last few years. Every year I say this is my last year, but somehow the next year I'm expected to do it again.
Boy, do I understand that in some of the things that I do. It's always my last year.
Right, but it never happens.
Never happens. There is a truth when they say if you want to get something done, ask a busy person.
Right. I chaired the kitchen crew for a number of years. About 12 years, I think. And we do elaborate coffee hours in addition to, of course, refreshments for big meetings or celebrations of life or whatever. So that, and I do the shopping for coffee hour. People stay for an hour and a half after church sitting around. It's a really important social thing for the for people.
Connection. You know, there are those who are the doers, and you both are the doers for sure.
It's usually a woman too that you
And
ask
it's
that's a busy
usually a woman.
person.
And we're glad because then we get to have them on our show. So I'm going to ask you each again, what inspired you to personally become a raging granny, and why did you even think you had the time for this? We'll start with you, Lee.
It seemed like a perfect fit for somebody like me, old, sassy, persistent, and determined. I'm pretty determined to fight for those huge changes that we need for survival of our offspring, basically for the survival of our species, I think. I've always liked to sing, and I used to have a pretty good singing voice, not a strong one, but I still have a good ear and I can still stay on key, so I can still shout in tune.
And that's what we do at protests anyway. We shout. And what about you, Margot?
Well, I had just retired when a friend didn't know she'd moved to Tucson. I bumped into her at Sprouts and she asked me to come. And I said, well, I can't really sing very well. Oh, she said it doesn't matter. And you know what? That's true for anybody out there who's interested in maybe becoming a granny. You don't have to be an amazing singer. We have people like Lee who can sing anything in tune and others that are pretty strong. And then people like me who have to stand next to somebody who sings well and isn't singing harmony and isn't too high and all those things. So anyhow, I had time since I just retired, you know, but I knew they were people, you know, fighting for progressive causes. So I figured that was up my alley.
And when I was talking to my friend about it, I said, she goes, you should join too, Aspen. I said, oh, I don't sing. She goes, that doesn't matter.
It
And I
just
thought,
doesn't. It
to
doesn't.
who? You know, I want to give our audience a chance to listen to what your group sounds like. And we have a short song that's called Everyone In, No One Left Out that you recorded during rehearsal. And if I'm correct, this was recorded by your song leader, Marta. So let's give a listen to Everyone In, No One Left Out.
Some folks are now used to the way, right here in the USA. Prior auths, deny and delay, medical treatments every day, and yet no prior auth has been sought for the deadly bombs we drop. So you won't need an auth if you just want to kill, but if you want to save lives, then you will. Gotta make sure it won't interfere with the profits of the insurer. Thanks to all the corporate greed, profits over people is now our national creed.
End this corporate tyranny now.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, and we're returning to our interview with the Raging Grannies, Margot Newhouse and Lee Stanfield.
Okay, that was a great song. When did the Tucson Raging Grannies get started?
It actually got started in 1997. I was still living up in Phoenix at that time. So I've been a part of the group for 17 years now. And I did check with some of the original people yesterday. Debbie Livingston is still with us, and she was still working at first, so she wasn't involved too much for a little while, but her mother was a Raging Granny and a member of WILP. Well, Margaret Pecoraro, Margaret and her late husband went to some kind of a protest or conference or something in Washington State. She said she thinks it was something about nuclear submarines or something. Anyway, they heard about the Raging Grannies there. And as soon as they came back, Margaret, being part of WILP, talked to the people in the group and agreed that they would start a Raging Granny group. So almost 30 years we've been
Wow.
around.
Well, I happen to know that our Tucson Raging Grannies have had their 15 minutes of fame. During the Iraq War about 20 years ago, they went to the military recruitment center and asked to enlist. They said, "Don't take our children and grandchildren. Let us go." They were cited for trespassing, but no one went to jail. They were interviewed remotely for the Today Show, and reports of their action went international.
Oh, right.
Speaking of international, I know that you're an international and national group. And how are you connected with that? Are you all part of the same kind of organization? Do you ever gather together? Do you get to see the people from all over the world that are other Raging Grannies?
It's a pretty loose connection. We sort of pride ourselves on being not very organized. We're very independent.
Okay.
Like cats. Actually, each local group is called a gaggle. But we stay in touch, but it's kind of loose. We have the Evine, and it's an email list, and it's administered by two or three grannies who volunteer to do so. None of those are from the Tucson gaggle, but we don't have meetings. There is an International Raging Grannies website, where some of our songs and videos are able to be seen. But again, it's loosely organized. There are new gaggles that are being born, so to speak, all the time. So that would be a full-time job just to keep up with all of that. So we don't even try.
Partially what I was interested in is, do you all share songs? Do you write for each other? Are there standard songs that you all are always singing?
We share songs, that's right. And on the international website, there is a song site. Not all of our songs are on there. And when a new gaggle contacts somebody that's on the Evine list, then that person will ask for them to be added.
What do you feel is so powerful about older women stepping out into activist roles?
I've always felt very strongly, as long as I've been retired especially, that when you retire, you're still using the earth's resources and you need to give back. You do not have a right, in my opinion, to just, as some people do, sit around and play bridge or golf or whatever. You're using the resources as long as you've got the health and the ability, you need to be giving back. We're just setting an example of, as far as I'm concerned, when I remain active, I'm setting an example for other people, my age and young people, that you don't stop. You keep, you know, taking part.
Got it. Absolutely. I mean, there's a saying, we're not dead yet.
I think that part of the reason that we have power as older women is because we're old. I mean, it's obvious that we have more experience and hopefully more wisdom than younger people. Just because we've been here longer, we've seen a lot. We can use some of that to help them from making the same mistakes. And also, I think another power we have is that we're less fearful of speaking out and standing up for what we believe. We have a lot less to lose. It makes it a lot harder for them to scare us into shutting up. We don't have that much to lose anymore. And we have more time. We have more time to delve into researching the pros and cons of issues because, like Margo said, you know, we're retired.
You know, I remember going to a meeting of women up at La Paloma that were politically active, and we had some younger people there, and we were talking about demonstrating on the streets, and why are there only older people out on the streets at that time? And the younger people were saying, well, we do everything through social media. But I've seen that there's a change. There's a change in that, that there is both involved, that we need to be out on the streets so that it can be on social media. We are taking to the streets again, and the younger people are getting more involved in being out on the streets again. I think it's so effective that people driving by can see us. Not everybody's on social media. So there was our wisdom at that time. So I would like to take a music break here. Kathy, what song have we got for today?
The Grannies have chosen the most appropriate song by the most appropriate person ever. The song is called A Thousand Grandmothers, and it was written by Holly Neer, who's quite an activist herself. And this song speaks of the power of an old woman when, as Holly says, she no longer needs to please. Just what we were talking about. We have nothing to lose anymore. Now, Holly Neer is a singer-songwriter and an activist herself, as I said. As a songwriter, she turns significant events into small personal stories. For instance, her song, It Could Have Been Me, is about the slaughter of the students at Kent State. Her song, Singing for Our Lives, is about the assassinations of George Moscone, mayor of San Francisco, and Harvey Milk. And she's written many other songs of hers that they address tragic human events and the need for us to come together. Holly is a recipient of dozens of awards from organizations such as the ACLU and the National Organization of Women. She was one of Ms. Magazine's Women of the Year recipients, and she's been nominated for Grammys as well as the Legends of Women's Music Award. You know, Aspen and I saw her last year here in Tucson, and her show and her music was very inspiring. I know, Margo, as a member of the UU Church, I'm sure you were there. Okay, so let's listen to the song, 1,000 Grandmothers by Holly Neer from her album, We Came to Sing. 91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's a great song, and we're returning to our interview with Margo Newhouse and Lee Stanfield from The Raging Grannies.
Yes, and as I said before the show started, because of that song, I have been listening to Holly Neer for the last couple of days, and all of her songs, even from 30 years ago, are so relevant today. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the costumes. They're so wonderful. Whose idea is it for the costumes that you wear? Do you all choose your own? Do you have to make your own costumes?
We all do our own costuming, and all the Raging Granny groups all over, they started in Vancouver and all over Canada and the States now. We see videos of different groups, and sometimes they have it, you know, they're a little different, but often it's, you know, crazy hats with lots of flowers or political buttons all over the hats, shawl and apron, a variety. We just do however we want to look like stereotypical old grannies. And then when we get a new granny, sometimes we'll help them, you know, lend them a hat or an apron or whatever until they maybe come up with their own.
You need a costume shop.
And actually, there's a variety too in what people do. I remember one granny when I was first a part of it, we considered her the glamour granny because she always, I mean, everything was coordinated and she really looked classy. And others of us don't go for the classy look, but more for just put together anything. So quite a variety.
Yeah, you always look fantastic, though, I'll have to say. The songs that you sing, are they all based on old tunes or do you have some original tunes as well?
Most of them are based on familiar tunes. There are grannies all over the world, and some of those gaggles are lucky enough to have grannies that can write the tunes as well. But most of us who write the lyrics just set them to the already existing folk songs or popular hit songs, familiar tunes that the audience can sing along with us, because sometimes we'll hand out sheets with the lyrics on there and they can sing with us. So we want things that people recognize and are familiar with so they can sing along. We use a lot of nursery rhymes and Baba Black Sheep tunes, like Wheels of the Bus tunes, and things like Sound of Music songs, Cabaret, Oklahoma. We use hymns even, like Battle Hymn of the Republic and national anthems. There's just a lot of different things.
People need to know that Lee is one of the top songwriters for the grannies in the country. Maybe she could have a contest with one other person, but most of what we do are songs that Lee sings because something comes up and we can say, oh, you know, we need a song about that. The next day, we've got a song from Lee. So
that is so amazing. You just need a song and you have a very accomplished songwriter in your group. I'm so glad you're with us here today, Lee. So glad you're with us, Margot. So, you know, I want to know, if someone wants to become a Raging Granny, I won't say who, how could they join and where can they find you?
Actually, we have little cards that we hand out at wherever we are in case somebody's interested. And right now we have my email and Marta, who's our song leader now. You should know that people who are interested should know that we practice the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month. And from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. So mostly it's people who are retired. And because a lot of us, we have one granny who's in her 90s and is there almost all the time. A lot of us don't like to drive at night anymore. So, and I live near Broadway and Swan. I host the practices. So my email is Margot Newhouse, spelled just the way it sounds, MargoNewhouse, 25@hotmail.com.
Hotmail. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know I'm not modern. I have a couple of Gmails, but I'm so used to this
one. It's actually perfect for the Raging Grannies.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was just going to say also, maybe let them know that Margot is good enough to also host a Zoom meeting for each practice so that people like me, because I can no longer go with people in a small room singing because I have some lung problems. So any new granny, they can also come to the Zoom meetings as well.
Mm-hmm. And okay. We do have sometimes people who want to see what it is will join by Zoom, but it's difficult to practice because you can't sing together over Zoom. You have to mute yourself and then sing with the other people. So we certainly, you know, want people to come in person if they can.
Kathy, you may have to show up in costume sometime and bring some of your songs. All right. Well, what a pleasure and an honor it was to have you on our show today. I almost wish this show had video to it. But I'm going to let people know on Facebook and Instagram what the group looks like so they can look for us on there. I will announce it. And I hope that I get to see you in person. When's the next time we would get to see you in person? Do you have a plan?
Well, some of us will be at the protest next Wednesday morning outside of Cisco Mani's office. Next Wednesday, but it may only be those early morning things. Usually it's only 4 or 5 of us.
Well, fantastic. I had wanted to ask you so many more questions. So, be prepared if we come back and ask you to come back on our show sometime in the future. And thanks again for taking the time. And I so appreciate it. It's been an honor. And remember, never underestimate a grandmother with a cause. So thanks again. And until we see you singing on the streets.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Thank you.
And unfortunately, that is all the time that we have for today. But I agree with Aspen. There's so many things we could talk to both of you ladies about. You're involved in so many interesting things. But Margot Newhouse and Lee Stanfield, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today about the Raging Grannies. You bring a more humorous look to current events, and that is very appreciated by all of us. We need a little humor in our lives. And thanks to all of you out there for listening today. This is Kathy Harris and Aspen Green bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio. You can hear more of our shows on our podcast page at kxci.org. For now, stay tuned because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.